You would say that my thing has
buttons.
Has buttons where? It's not over there, it's
in the front, down the front?
Well, there it's not in this anywhere else. It's you're trying to tell where buttons go. Buttons go on. No, I gave it to you. But how would you say where buttons go?
Well, I would say on shirt or dress or on clothes. Well, I would say clothes because that consists of a lot of things, but I would say a blouse, shirt, or dress.
Sometimes a man between his coat and his shirt wears a, if it's a real fancy thing that he's got on, between the jacket and the shirt, he wears a
jacket and his shirt. Oh, a t-shirt?
No, not beneath his shirt, but between, he's got a t-shirt and a shirt, and he wears something that's short and dark, and has the same material as the jacket.
A vest?
Right. Okay. All right. When a man has a suit, he has a coat, a vest, and
pants. Trousers?
Right. Okay. You have any other names for him?
No, that's the only two I know, pants or trousers. Mm-hmm. Or slacks? No, slacks, yeah. Well, yeah, they do call pants slacks, but slacks I don't guess would go with a coat because yeah. Mostly a slacks is something you wear just single, I think.
Well, if a man were working in the field and he would have something on him, what would he call those?
Work pants, mostly they call them work pants.
Okay. All right, here's another one of those verbs in different times. If you go outdoors and I don't think I want that one. That's a bit too hard. Suppose you come from work and one of your children says, "Well, the delivery boy from the store."
We're here.
Yeah, but he's pointing at this. The delivery boy
left this. Delivered this.
Okay. What's another word for delivered? He
brought.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if it was a wrong package, the guy from the store might call and say, "Please
return."
Use the same word that you use that I got.
Bring.
Yeah, please.
Bring it back.
Okay. Well, I thought it'd be a lot harder to get some of this stuff out. The coat doesn't fit this year, but last year it...
It fit it. Perfect. I feel like that.
Yeah, you got it. That's what they had down here. Okay, if a man had some old clothes, not, you know, old ratty clothes, but had an old set of clothes that he used to wear to church, mm-hmm. but they were too old now to wear, he'd have to go out and buy
a new suit.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, and kids do that a whole lot, it makes them
budge.
Yeah. And let's see, if you had something that's not sanitized and you wash it and you say, "Uh-oh, I hope it doesn't
draw sweat." Well, it's sweat. Well, we say, "I hope it doesn't draw up." Okay. Would you want another word for it?
Oh, that's fine. You can say "draw up," but the other word might be.
Would be, "I hope it doesn't swank or be too little or something like that."
Okay.
Too small.
Well, and you were talking about another shirt that did. You said, "It seems like that last one that I washed."
It drawed up or it swanked.
Okay.
We usually say it drawed up.
All right. When one of your girls likes to go out and look really nice, you say she likes to, when she gets ready, she likes to
look nice. She likes to look beautiful.